Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
All right, here's an idea, Lee, if you're looking for a side hustle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In this economy, you need to.
You need one. You can now get paid. IKEA and financebuzz.com will pay a couple. They're trying to hire more than one. $1,000 to put IKEA furniture together and another $1,000 IKEA gift card.
Now, having assembled many IKEA furniture things, I'm not sure $1,000 is enough.
I was going to say, no.
Sorry.
Aside from the lake of burning fire, if I were sentenced to hell, the only thing worse than that would be to have to assemble furniture for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I have no technical capability whatsoever. None. Well, zip, zilch, zero. That is my idea of being sentenced to hell. So I was thinking, like, how much would you have to pay me to assemble IKEA furniture?
Now, I like the stuff once it's put together.
Oh, it's great.
It's great. It's really good. And it's actually, for the money, it's not bad at all. But
no.
Yeah, that assembly thing is just...
It's not happening. Yeah. You know why? Can I be frank here?
Please be frank.
It's all made in China now. And it's whack. It is whack. You know what makes it hard? It's not that I can't follow the directions for the most part, okay? I am a right-brainer. I'm not a left-brainer. But I can do it. I'm okay. The things... are always they're mix-matched. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you end up having to jerry-rig it because you understand the instructions, but the holes don't line up. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, the IKEA stuff actually usually is pretty good. It's other brands that I have an issue with. And what's funny is the ones that just have the pictures and if they can correctly identify the separate screws and Allen wrenches and all the other stuff, that certainly helps. But what I find hilarious these days is when you get the stuff where you have got which is obviously a translation from someone that has never spoken the English language, and you try to read some of that stuff. It's like, that's where they need that artificial intelligence chatbot thing to start writing the instructions, because these poor folks that have never spoken the English language, then there's a lot lost in the translation, let me tell you.
I assembled my daughter's changing table and baby crib. The baby crib had a rock you to sleep sway function. That was not included because I assembled it.
No, okay.
She would get going on it, and she'd get up on the side like this, you know, and she'd hold the bars,
yeah.
And she would move it like back and forth. She loved it. She'd make it go boom, 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 boom. And she thought it was the coolest thing. She'd laugh. It's because I assembled it. It did hold together miraculously. That doesn't sound very safe, and it probably wasn't. But those were sort of hazy days. I had two toddlers. I was exhausted. I was like, whatever,
imagine.
It'll hold.
Yeah.
It'll hold. Just do whatever. Get on with the program. But yeah. Hey, you know what they say now? I don't know if people know this. If you have a new baby coming in your family, the thing to do would be for the women in the family to go out and buy those, like, you know, crib, like the cribs, and then the wraps that go around the crib, the decorative one, like the bumper and all of that. Like, they finally figured out what causes SIDS,
mm-hmm.
and it was a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What you need, and by the time I had my third baby, I knew this, or was beginning to know this, because I'd always been interested in SIDS. I was so afraid of putting my babies to sleep because we didn't know what caused it. By the third one, we began to figure it out. What you need is just get a playpen. Nice, solid bottom, not plush, because you don't want them, because they can't, what happens is they get stuck. They're face down. They can't do anything. Or they'll ride over on the side. So what you need is you want to get one of those playpens where the side is mesh, like it's screen,
mm-hmm.
so that if their face ended up, because they don't have the body strength to turn over, if their face ended up mashed against it, they could breathe through it.
Right. That's a practical idea.
Yeah. So that's what I used for Crash. That's what Crash went into. And I even, as paranoid as I was, I would smash my face up against it, like really hard to see if I could breathe. And I could breathe through it. And then I felt good about it.
Right.
But so by the third one, we just moved the pen. We just threw the pen in our bedroom. And there we went. And it was good. So it deprives women of a great shopping trip, unfortunately, for all the matching baby decoratives. But it's very good.
Spend the time on the clothing.
Yeah. Get more clothes.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, by the way, if you're a new mom, I didn't figure this out till I was on my second baby.
Yeah, because you can never have enough clothes that are only going to fit for about 2 weeks.
No. The best thing to do, and you will have the cutest clothes, all name brand, which I do. My boys all have name brand clothes. Thrift store.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A thrift store. Oh, I didn't find out about the thrift store till baby number two. Yeah. Let me tell you, you can get those onesies for like a dollar each.
Oh, yeah.
And because the kids grow out of them so quickly, they're almost brand new most of the time. And so you can go, and I see women come out of that thrift store with like stacks of clothes. So do not buy new clothes right now. Go to the thrift store, especially for the younger ones. They have the best stuff. You get more stuff. It's so much fun. You can tell it's Friday and I'm in the mood to go shopping. And I'm never in the mood to go shopping. Yeah. You understand? I hate that. Okay. So, did you see what just happened?
What's the latest?
I got to tell the censors at the FBI are going to need to get right on top of this one.
Okay.
Because this is a problem. Because you know the FBI is still running a censorship operation, as far as we know, for the other 14 platforms. They're going to need to censor this. Azalea Banks, the rapper, did you hear this?
No.
She has moved, she says, and she is not a conservative. She has moved from Miami to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
because she said she feels safer there and does not need to carry a gun, like in L.A. Okay, let's just unpack this for a minute, for a second, okay? We're supposed to be the right-wing, off-our-rocker, gun-toting nuts. And she's saying, no, I like Miami because I don't have to carry a gun.
Oh, she moved from L.A. to Miami.
Yes, from L.A. to Miami.
All right, I think we got that confused there.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I say that wrong?
Yeah,
I might have.
Okay, because I was trying to follow that. And I think, so
she moved from
L.A.
to
Miami. Yeah. Okay, all right, now makes sense.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
All right, so she praised Governor Ron DeSantis.
Wow.
Because he is, quote, focused on the basic, starts with S, ends with T. Saying he prioritizes the basics. She says she's tired of virtue signaling in California. She has respect for Ron DeSantis' rule, as she calls it. And then her main thing is she's just tired of being afraid of going out in L.A. and having to carry a gun everywhere. So she's like, no, I moved to Miami. I feel much safer here, she says.
Wow.
And she says she feels the people in Florida. I'm going to have to translate here because of all the bleeps.
Yeah. So,
mind their effing business better.
Okay.
And she feels safer. She also praised DeSantis as practical and focused on the basic, starts with S, ends in T.
Yeah.
Saying he prioritizes basic health care over gender reassignment surgery, and that she says she has fans in California where they do the gender surgery. It comes like standard on the free health care. And she says, like, we have people there who have like sepsis from tooth infections who are on waiting lists to get that taken care of, or they're, you know, not able to get their basic health care right away. She didn't give a lot of details. And she's like, you know, meanwhile, she said that she's known people who've been poor and can't get like basic stuff taken care of.
So we have a young, I assume she identifies as a female rapper that has got a grip on reality.
Yeah, this is going to be a problem for her. I don't know if she appreciates. I mean, she doesn't. You can't say that stuff, right?
Well, I mean, you even recently we had Cardi B, the hip hop star, who was indirectly criticizing the Biden economy, talking about inflation. I mean, there's a trend going on there where many of the usually dependent upon constituencies of the Democrat Party are abandoning the policies of the party, if not the candidates.
See, you got to see her Instagram, man. She's standing in front of her new mansion in Florida with her hands in the air with a look of joy on her face, which is generally how people feel when they get to Florida.
Yeah, right.
Which is one of the remnants of America. It is still an American territory, unlike California, which is a post-American territory. She is a New York City-born rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And she sold her Wood Hills home in November. In California, bought the property in Florida. And she says she loves it. She says in her video post, we got our ticket out of California through all the tears and suffering and wildfires and gender identity issues. The girls is making it out. She concludes it. I made it out of hell. Miami, USA, let's, and then go with a bunch of O's after it.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Her career is over, man. It's over. You cannot tell these basic truths in America, and you certainly cannot as a rapper. You will be more celebrated if you just get shot. I've never understood this about rappers. I don't understand how singing music makes for such a risky lifestyle, but they get shot a lot, if you've noticed. So for her, this is a real worry. I mean, this is an issue. Rappers, they get shot. I'm not sure where in between your home and the music studio the risk actually lies for you, but somehow they manage to get shot a lot. So this is a you know, occupational hazard for her. And she's managed to overcome it by moving under the protective wing of Ron DeSantis and what is left of America.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I hope it works out for her.
Yeah. She says she feels, quote, way safer in Miami, unquote, where she said she needed a gun and that this was, quote, down to its governor. Joe.
Well, there you go. This, like I said, this could be a problem for Democrats if somehow she escapes being canceled.
Yeah, the FBI are going to have to get on this early this morning. Those 80 agents. I wonder. Nobody has said for sure. We know from the Twitter files that the 80 agents dedicated themselves solely to censoring people who was telling the truth about Hunter Biden's crimes. Are they still in the bunker?
Good question.
Censoring. I mean, while the other 14. You know, tech platforms, including Google, are they still censoring us today, or have they stopped that? I don't know, but they're all over this woman today because she is screwed up royally here. But I'm glad she feels safe.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.